So were you called up?
I volunteered, actually. Not because I'm heroic. I volunteered because I thought, if I don't volunteer, I'm going to get stuck in the army and have to march about. But if I volunteer, I'll join the Air Force, which was sounding very nice and glamorous. So I went along. Would you like to tell me how I volunteered? Right? I went to a recruit. I don't know how I got the contact, but I went to this recruiting office in Euston, almost facing Euston Station. There was a drill hall, and I lined up there, and there were lots of others lined up there, and we eventually got into this big hall, and there was a long, long table with officers in Air Force uniform and wings sitting behind a table all along, and we had to go in one at a time and be interviewed. And it came my turn, and he said, what would you like to do? Why do you want to join the Air Force? I said, well, I've always wanted to join the Air Force, which was a fib. And then he said, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, to tell you the truth, I want to do something for the war, but I don't want to kill anyone, you see. So he said, well, cook. So I said, you never tasted my cooking. So he said, I'm 17, I'm 18 and a half, 19, remember. I'm talking to this man with all this gold braid on him. And he said, well, general duties. I said, what does that entail? He said, well, you sweep in the airdrome. And I said, no, that's not, I want something exciting. And behind him on the wall, there was this beautiful, magnificent motorboat jumping out of the sea. And it was an RAF rescue launch. And I said, that's what I want to do. I've always wanted to do that. So he said, well, he said, that's very difficult. It's a very, very small unit. He said, and it's only, you know, a few scat here and there along the coast, these boats. It's not like big airdromes of them. You just live in a house and the boat's out in the sea. So I said, oh, well, that's what I want really to do. So he said, well, you seem very keen. He said, now, I must tell you that in this section, the Marine Corps section of the RAF, there's only the sons of millionaires that have been brought up and lived on yachts all their lives and know everything about it, all these young fellas, or stevedores off the River Thames, the bargees, who have served 5 years apprentice and can handle boats. He said, I can see you are eager, so can you just tell me, are you in any way loosely connected with the sea? Just loosely. He said, I'm trying to help you, just loosely. So I said, yes, I am. So he said, what's that? And I didn't know what to answer. I said, well, my dad's got a fish and chip shop.